to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'll tell you, we were talking about the weather, Rachel and I were, and yesterday it was 102 degrees, yeah, and last night I was sweating. This morning, I wake up to 54 degrees. I mean, what a change. My body's in shock. Oh, I feel so good. I'm just going to totally enjoy this day because I hear we're going to have hot temperatures again through the weekend, 100 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm enjoying, I'm taking in every moment of this day. Oh, praise God. Jesus is the Lord over every circumstance you face. We're going to talk about the Good Shepherd today. He is using each difficulty to work out his purposes in your life, to show you his power, to strengthen your faith. You don't have to get the faith by yourself. He's strengthening you to strengthen your faith and to deepen your joy. Oh, praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. You are in agreement with God. When you want to serve him, you are in agreement. Okay, so you get out of alignment a little bit once in a while. Get out of alignment, but I'll tell you, it's wonderful to get right back into that word and get back into alignment with him. Praise God. Remember, your mouth is the faith switch. It's the faith switch. That's hard to say on the microphone. And you know that when you speak with your mouth, God is going to accomplish what you are saying according to his will. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. And you can hear Call to Freedom at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning on 670 KLTT and on 1220 KLDC. You can hear us at 11 o'clock in the morning. And if you'd like to listen to programs online, you can go to freedomstreet.org to the resources, clicking on radio show. I feel almost like a robot. I'm doing this. I'm knowing this by heart. Okay. And you can also live stream Call to Freedom at 670kltt.com/Call to Freedom. That's Crawford's Broadcasting Station. And you can contact me, email me at Barbara@freedomstreet.org. Barbara@freedomstreet.org. So if you'd like to talk to Kimberly or email her, she's Kimberly@freedomstreet.org. On Saturday, August the 8th, we are planning to have brunch. We are going to gather together at our favorite restaurant at 9:30. The servers all know us. And we just have a great time. And then the Lord willing, we will have a Bible study at 11 o'clock. I say the Lord willing because if this heat wave continues, I don't have air conditioning, so we're just going to stay at the restaurant. That's what we did last month. It was so much fun. Spent 2 hours there, and they love us, and they let us sit there for 2 hours. For reservations at the restaurant, call for reservations for the restaurant. Call me at 1-877-917-7256. And I hope to see you Saturday. That's going to be fun. I really enjoy those times of meeting together, fellowshipping, and having delicious food. It really is good food. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 73, verse 25 and 26. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and this is from the Living. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and I turned up, all torn up inside. Sometimes we are so torn up inside, we are so bitter over what has happened in the past that we can't even begin to listen to God, or we can't begin to read his word. If you find that the word is just stale to you, or that, I mean, the lines just go together, see if you're not on the right page with God. Father God, thank you that you are showing me right now, Holy Spirit, that I'm on the same page with Father God. I thank you that if I am in any way disruptive or keeping myself from being in a relationship with Father God, that you would come in and advise me and coach me and teach me how to get closer. I just thank you so much. I thank you that I want to serve God. I want to serve you, Father God, and I want to be aligned with you and in agreement with you in Jesus' name. That's all you have to do. Wow. Then I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you, Lord. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? Here it is, verse 25. I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart, and he is mine forever. Oh, that's so good. So good. Mine forever. You are mine forever, Lord God. Well, yesterday I was reading Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph, who was an appointed worship leader by King David. And in the very beginning of Psalm 73, he is describing wickedness and the behavior of people who are evil. And then I went into a change in America and what has caused this change in the last 50 years. And I don't have all the answers. I don't. But there are some ideas that I have that might add to the reason why the country is in the state that it is. Also, I want to tell you that they're having all kinds of elections all across the United States with brazen. They're coming out and they're saying, yes, I'm a socialist. I am a socialist running for Congress or running for the Senate or running for governor, whatever it is. They are just out there saying that. That is totally against the republic that the forefathers dreamed of. Totally. Maybe it is that the Democrats are coming against the Republicans so vehemently that they didn't realize that these socialist radicals were infiltrating into their party, which they are. I can hardly identify the Democratic Party anymore. And if they get rid of the Schumers and the Tappers and those people, then there's not going to be anything but the socialists to fill up the seats. Wow. That's just amazing to me. I can't possibly let you know about what communist is or what these people are planning. But they include Bernie Sanders and AOC, and they got their funding from George Soros. You know that. But he hasn't given a dime to the Democratic Party this last year. Do you know why? Well, they're planning a socialist Marxist overturn of the government. So it's going to be very interesting. It's like I said to my friend Saturday, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to get a little bumpy, but we know where we're going. Oh, do you remember the professor at CU in Boulder who was dismissed in 2005? His name was Ward Churchill. What a name. It's a noble name, a name for Prime Minister Churchill, and how sad. Oh, he wrote a paper for his students comparing the slain corporate workers in the World Trade Center on 9/11 to the Nazi Adolf Eichmann. Thank God there were some people of integrity on that board that fired him. What got me on this path of what our country is going through and what Jesus intended for his flock is so counterintuitive. It's why we have such a great assignment. We do have a great assignment to tell people about God's love and salvation through Christ Jesus. And many people are turning to the Lord. Many people are. You know, there's going to be those people that are screaming and yelling and cursing and fighting. But then there's going to be those people that turn around and repent. I'm so thankful. I'm grateful. after I see that Psalm 73 is describing the wicked and what motivates them, that they are foolish, they're stupid, brutish, insensitive, unfeeling, irrational, with no feelings, you can understand how Fauci could sit at that table last week with no feelings of remorse or empathy for the 1 million plus who died during the COVID era. You can see that. They're just insensitive. And I looked up the word brutish, and that's what they mean. Unfeeling, irrational, foolish, stupid. And we realize we're facing people like that. People such as Fauci have seared minds. Now, you may not understand what that says, but Paul understood that. And in 2 Timothy 4:1-2, this is what he wrote. Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, we're in our latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. There's lots of demons out there, folks. And you know that when Lucifer fell, one third of the heaven's angels went with him. But remember, we have two thirds of the angels covering and protecting us, and we're their assignment. Praise God. And here he says, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of hypocrisy and lies. What's going on here? Hypocrisy and lies. We saw that with Fauci. He was sitting at the desk. His diary or journal said one thing, and he was saying another. I mean, lies seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. That's what sears mean. S-E-A-R-S. When a cowboy puts a branding iron on the cow and it sizzles, that's the searing. That's the taking everything off that you knew intelligently, and now you are stupid and dumb and brutish. Oh, wow. It's amazing. And I'm so glad we're through the first part of chapter 73 of Psalms. And Asaph, he did show us some of the behavior, but that they are alive in these last days. Now we're getting to verse 24. Oh, I love this. God says, Asaph says of God, you guide me with your counsel as a shepherd guides his sheep. Right there, I got this wonderful idea of going to John 10, of which I did yesterday, and I'm doing it again today. I love this chapter. It's just a loving chapter by Jesus, compassionate. It's so descriptive. In verse 11 through 13, Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way the Father knows me and I know the Father, I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. And he did. He did. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them in too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then I'll have one flock. He'll have more than one sheep. One flock and one shepherd. So we know that other flock is us. Yes, we are not Jewish by ethnicity, but we are Jewish spiritually. Praise the Lord. And Jesus goes on to say, this is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from my Father. And guess what? We have that authority. Jesus gave us that authority before he ascended to the Father. And you know, of course, Luke 10 verse 19, behold, I have given you the authority over all the power of the enemy. Praise God. So this kind of talk, when Jesus was speaking of this in John 10, there were people all around him, and of course, the Jewish leaders. This kind of talk caused another split in the Jewish ranks. A lot of them were saying, he's crazy, he's a maniac, out of his head completely. Why bother listening to him? But others weren't so sure. These aren't the words of a crazy man. Can a maniac open blind eyes? Some were really beginning to think about who Jesus was and what he was saying. Praise God. Jesus is the true shepherd. He brought a parable about a dumb and rebellious sheep in Luke 15, 1 through 7. And come to find out, we're mostly dumb and rebellious. Okay, so we're dumb and rebellious. So if you have Luke 15 in front of you, or if you'd like to just sit and listen to me, that's fine. Luke 15, 1 through 7. This is a story about us. No, praise the Lord. By this time, a lot of men and women of questionable reputation were hanging around Jesus, listening intently. The Pharisees and religious scholars were not pleased, not at all pleased. They growled, "He takes in sinners and eats meals with them, treating them like old friends." Their grumbling triggered this story, this parable. In verse 4 in Luke 15, "Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? When you found, you can be sure you would put it across your shoulders. When found, you can be sure you would put it across your shoulders, rejoicing. And when you got home, call in your friends and neighbors, saying, 'Celebrate with me, I found my lost sheep.' Count on it. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue." I'm going to say that again. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue. Jesus has not returned because he and Father God and Holy Spirit are waiting for the very last wicked people to repent. Yeah, they got to be the wicked because they're the ones that take the longest to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so they'll probably be the last to be born again. It's our prayers, folks. Yes, even for the wicked that are going to bring conviction even to the coldest heart. Our prayers. Nothing is impossible with God. So don't limit him regarding that relative who you don't see any change in. When we pray, "Father, bring salvation and repentance to them," things begin to happen in the spirit of that person. I believe that when you say a wonderful spiritual thing to a friend or neighbor or whoever, that little seed is going to start to germinate and bring a plant of salvation, repentance, love, joy, the fruit of Holy Spirit. So that happens, and you have an assignment then to bind those evil spirits from that unsaved loved ones. You don't do it out loud. You don't do it in front of him. This is in your private prayers. Bind the spirits of hatred and drugs, sexual perversion, unforgiveness, and foul language that you see in them. And you do it in Jesus' name. And then, according to chapter 16, verse 19, and Matthew 18, 18 and 19, then you loose the spirits of love, joy, peace, truth, reconciliation, salvation, etc. That scripture is from Matthew 16, 19, when Jesus was talking both times about giving the disciples and us keys to the kingdom of God. When you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, Holy Spirit goes in and rewires you to the connection that is governed by him and the words of Father God. Jesus had a challenging time with the leaders and the educated people of his day who doubted him at every turn. If you're the Messiah, tell it to us straight. So here we go back to Luke 15. And Jesus is answering and told him, "I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father, but you don't believe." Oh, excuse me. This isn't Luke 15. This is going clear back to John 10. I'm sorry, because I was reading these words and I said, this is not Luke 15. This is John 10. Oh, and Jesus is saying, "You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. I and the Father are one and heart and one mind." And in the New American Standard, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." Are one. It's just beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful. And they were going to stone him. And he slipped away. He slipped away in the crowd. When you hear a beautiful sermon like this, John 10, isn't it almost, it's unconscionable that you could want to stone the person that just said that. That he says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to lead you into pastures, into green pastures, and you will just absolutely have a wonderful life. And when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, I am there to give you an abundant life. Wouldn't you welcome that? Oh, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. But no, they were ready to stone him. And he went on for a little while. I'm just going to read a tiny bit more in John 10. Put aside for a moment what you hear me say about myself and just take the evidence of the actions that are right before your eyes, all the miracles he did. Then perhaps things will come together for you and you'll see that not only are we doing the same thing, we are the same. Father and Son, he is me and I am in him. He is in me and I am in him. They tried again to arrest him, but he slipped through their fingers. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized and stayed there. It's like Darren was saying, I go where I am celebrated. That's what he said. I go where I am celebrated. If you are not celebrated with your friends, if you are not included with your friends and being a part of them, then leave. It's the best thing you could do is just leave. And I had one dear friend say, this person is just, it's just hard for me to get my head wrapped around what they're saying. And during the day, I just can't even concentrate. And so she said, shall I block him? And I said, yes, you can block him. It's not a crime. It's not a sin, especially when somebody is coming in and bringing hypocrisy and gossip and lies, then you can block them. That's right. And you can block people who are no longer wanting to hear about Jesus Christ. Plant that little seed. Well, if you ever come to a place where you want to know more about God and about Jesus, here's the way you do it. You confess your sins to him and say that you are a sinner and that you want him to be Father God of your life and Savior and Lord. And then leave him. That's right. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. So now we're this morning I was so enjoying the cool morning, and I went to my devotions, and one of my devotions is Psalm 121, and a lot of you know Psalm 121. I just want to read this a little bit because it really gives you a glimpse of your shepherd, your good shepherd, Jesus Christ. And he is that one that leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, praise God. So here, let's go to Psalm 121. And the first part of it says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence shall my help come? And it's just getting your eyes up off of the negative floor. That's what it is. When I have a problem, we get enclosed within ourselves. We by ourselves, we isolate ourselves. And God is just saying, look up, look up. I'm the one who created the mountains, and you can depend on me. He goes on, the writer who's one of the writers after King David died. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. And you can say, he will not allow my foot to slip. He who sleeps will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps me will neither slumber nor sleep. It says Israel, but when you're a spiritual Jew, you're part of Israel. Wow, Barbara, that's stretching it just a little bit. Verse 5 goes on to say, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Reminds me of Psalm 91, doesn't it? I mean, so much of this is intertwined, and it's beautiful because if you memorize like Psalm 100 or Psalm 121 here, then you have so much of the verses of other chapters that you can quote. I'm going to go back to verse 5. The Lord is my key. Excuse me. I'm going to say it in first person pronoun. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade on my right hand. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect me from all evil. He will keep my soul. The Lord will guard my going out and my coming in from this time forth and forever. It reminds me when he said the Lord will protect you from all evil. It reminds me of Luke 10:19 again. Behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And after all, naming scorpions and all of these, he says, and no evil will harm you. No evil will come nigh you. The Lord will protect you. In Psalm 91, no evil will come nigh you. So why is it that I'm always in a jam? Well, you got to go and ask God if you need some new alignment. It's like when we have a car, and pretty soon I've seen so many times we were driving behind a car and Darren said, see, they're out of alignment. Look at where their rear wheels are compared to the front wheels. And it's true. They were out of alignment. So if you realize that you have a little issue, go to God. He loves you. Behold what manner of love the Father has lavished upon you, that you're called a child of His. That's right. You're a child of His. So you can go boldly to the Father and say, Father, I just need some alignment. I don't think I'm in agreement with you, and I want to be in agreement with you. I want to give you my life. I know I have wanted things my way. My way or the highway. But Father God, I'm done with that. I really am done with that. So I give it to you, Father God, and I ask you to lead me and guide me as the good shepherd that you are. Oh, I praise you in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I want to remind you that Kimberly will be here tomorrow, but I want to thank you for joining in with Call to Freedom. If you haven't given to Call to Freedom, if you've enjoyed these programs and you've learned about the Bible, donate online. You can go to freedomstreet.org and click on that little donate button and donate. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.